Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Be right, because if you ain't me of you. Every night the dreams return to haunt me. Your rosary wrapped around your throat. I lie awake and sweat, afraid to fall asleep. I see your face looking back.
Looking back at me. apologize for everything I was. So I'm sorry, so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Bedford. This is BBC World Service with Lee Foss. Currently, breaking news, there has been a third terrorist attack on Ankara, Turkey. Also today, Putin orders surprise Syria withdrawal. Russia's Putin orders main part of forces out. Sarah Palin's husband seriously hurt in snow machine crash. Migrants break through the Macedonia border from Greece. Hundreds of migrants have crossed into Greece from Macedonia after finding a way through the border fence. Lastly,
yes.
Italian father and son have been shot dead during an anti-poaching patrol in Zimbabwe. That's it for your 30-second news. Today, Tuesday, 14th March, 2016. It has currently been 21 years.
15.
It has currently been 21 years since the Vietnam War ended. This is Walter Cronkite.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
We're back.
It's true.
We're a little late today.
I was making bread.
She was making bread.
In my bread lab.
I had no access to the station because the WMFO training coordinator has yet to give me access.
If only he had the mental access that you do.
Yeah. Maybe we should give him some bread.
We can do that.
Give him a scone.
Mm-hmm.
Scone him.
We'll scone him. Scone and bone.
Scone and bones.
The classic move.
So... What have we got for the show today?
What have we got for the show today? Well, I've been reading a lot about linguistics lately, and I thought we could delve into that topic a bit for the more intellectual among our listeners. And maybe we'll also do our own rendition. Since many of our themes have been theatrical lately, we could do our own rendition of Dayman.
Dayman.
Ah.
Fighter of the night, man.
Champion of the sun. Master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Dayman. Fighter of the night, man.
Champion of the sun. Master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Dayman.
Tiny boy, baby boy, won't you make love to me? Tiny boy, baby boy, I want you now. If you only knew what I'd do to you.
Anyways,
we actually both starred on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was Mick.
Mm-hmm. Who was I? It was Charlotte.
Charlotte? Yeah, yeah, Charlotte was good. Mm-hmm. The gang reads Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Helen guest starred in that episode. It's a good episode.
Yeah, they actually found me. They were doing a casting call in Davis Square, and I had no idea. And they just saw me walking, and they said, "That's the one."
She is the one. So what do we have on the playlist today?
Well, I was thinking we could play some classics and some new ones.
That one?
Which one is that?
I don't know. That's that one Billboard Top 40 song.
Okay.
It's called You and I, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we start out with Come on Eileen, because I was just listening to that.
I love Dexy.
I know you do. And then we'll switch on to that one. All right.
Did you know that Dexy's Midnight Runners are actually the inspiration for most of the on-foot food delivery services that are open past midnight?
Ah, yes.
You know, like like the quote-unquote startup. Food startup industry.
They were actually the first startup, the startup of the startups, if you will.
Well, one could say that they were the genesis of startups.
Hmm, yes. Wait, here we have Come On Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Thank you. Oh, believe me for those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly today. Were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
Blows, and then I'm rich enough for pride. I
Hi, kids.
Hey there. How you doing?
What? Oh, we have a live in studio performance.
Yes.
So we actually have a guest here today.
Yes, we do. Straight from Britain.
Can you introduce yourself?
How you doing there, kids?
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Doing all right. It's been a bit of a flight getting down here, but doing quite all right.
Oh. Lee is the head of Papal Studies at Oxford.
Yes, he is. He's been doing some great work out there. Lee, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you study?
Well, it's a bit of a it's a bit complicated. Yeah. Papal Studies, it's very much...
And how ironic that you, as an Englishman, study Papal Studies.
Yeah, when, it's weird, isn't it?
You know, your country is...
It's weird, isn't it?
So infamously separated itself.
So infamously Anglican.
You could say that.
I think that Oxford is a great place to do Papal Studies, especially because of that. It's, you really get to see... the divergence in Catholicism, and it's absolutely beautiful out there. We've got plenty of great scholars, you know, plenty of religious authorities.
That's true.
It makes it a very great place to stay, especially for those of you out there who are thinking of theology, thinking of going to divinity school. Oxford's a great place, absolutely. And I'm very blessed to be here today with Helen and Kevin. And, you know, being able to study my, share my passion.
Thanks, Lee. Can you tell us a little bit about your specialties, in your own work?
Yeah, Lee, do you have a, do you have a specialization in terms of, like, what you like to do?
Well, you see, it's a bit hard because... What I study is, actually the Great Schism.
Yes.
Most people at Oxford would actually think that I study somewhere along the Protestant Reformation, Counter Reformation, and that's a large area. That's a lot of what we specialize in. Yeah, absolutely. That's probably one of the top 10, right? So actually, I'm one of the few scholars that study the Great Schism, and part of that is because of my roots in the Orthodox culture. Actually, my parents are actually from Russia, and for those of you who don't know, the Russian Orthodox Church is actually one of the biggest groups right after Roman Catholicism, and so you know, I've got a bit of a personal bond there.
And so given that background, and now your more Catholic focus in your studies, how do you feel, what is your stance on icons and iconography?
Yeah, and how do you feel about this whole patriarchal Pope Francis meeting?
Yeah, they seem to have a budding friendship almost.
So those are two very good questions. So to begin with, the question on iconoclasts. Obviously that's a bit hard of a subject to talk about, because, you know, for us Russian Orthodox people, it's we do absolutely enjoy you know, a certain different sort of patron saints. We have, you know, a very different culture. And it can be very difficult to reconcile with the other branches of Christianity, especially Catholicism.
It did split long ago.
Yes. I mean, back in the 11th century.
Yeah.
And so.
Later than people think, though.
Yes, absolutely. It's you know, most people think that the split happened very early on. No, it was actually in the time of you know, the Byzantine Empire. But in terms of your question, Kevin, it's this is a good development, I would say. You know, the warming of relations between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic
Catholic Church is it's good because especially in the context of the time that we're in now, in which there's so much religious strife and turmoil.
Yes.
You know, to have that solidarity.
Right. And one is almost reminded of schismal eras.
Yeah, and also the idea, like, I mean, you know, especially with the rise of radical Islam, you know, like, do you think that this warming of relations is headed in a good direction? Like, do you Well, I mean, you see, the thing is that the difference in religions have always existed. You know, Islam's been here since 799. You know, the Judaic religions, the Abrahamic religions. I think what to me, what the warming of religions really represents is the is an ability to really stand together and reconcile our differences in a way that's very productive for the future, especially because we're heading towards a globalized world now, where distinctions between regions, distinctions between cultures is becoming more and more indistinct. And so being able to recognize that and to be tolerant of other people's, you know, beliefs and creeds and whatnot, I think that's a very, very good development. And I think that tolerance is what's going to lead us to a more peaceful future. Well, thank you very much, Lee.
This was great to have you
on the show today. I know you've been coming a long way here. So Lee's actually here for the fifth annual religious studies conference here, hosted by Tufts University this year. It's the Northeast Regional, and so we were happy to have him in the studio today. I mean, especially because, you know, Lee is a dear old friend of mine. We went to college together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Smith College.
Right.
Yeah, class of 89. So great to have him on air today.
Agreed. Thank you, Lee. Hope to see you around.
Absolutely, it was a pleasure.
All right, we got some more music for you, and then we'll do a PSA and talk about our favorite seeds to eat.
Yeah, let's do that. Diamond! Oh. how are you doing?
So on the note of
PSA time.
Active citizenship in the church.
Yeah.
Somerville cares about prevention. PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. So. All right. So I just saw a video on my Facebook timeline. You know, one of the ones where they cook something gross really fast that I love to watch.
Was it brioche?
No, I wish. It was BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed brioche.
It was no. It was how to eat an avocado pit.
Oh.
So that got me thinking. Oh. Well, I've never eaten that, and I. Yeah, I don't plan on it.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
It sounds bad. I'm sure it's good for you, but that thing is a rock inside of a squishy green thing.
You know,
so why
you know
would
what
you
else
eat the
is
rock?
Good for you?
What else?
Chia berry.
That's
See,
true.
Most people eat chia seeds, but what they don't know is if you let the chia seed maturate, it becomes chia berries.
Huh.
Little fat, little disgusting balls of like chia and berry. It's like
is that what
like,
they put in kombucha?
No, it's what they put in like yogurt parfaits. And what's that new thing that comes out of like muesli? They put a muesli.
Muesli's not new. It's just new to the U.S.
Das ist ein Fakt.
Yeah. Muesli ist gut. Muesli ist nicht neu.
Ugh. Is that the Nightman?
Yeah. No.
Nachtmann.
Nachtmann, Tagmann.
all kinds of men out there.
Yeah. Wie bist du?
Oui, c'est vrai.
No. What's who?
L'homme du jour et l'homme
de nuit.
De nuit. Bien sûr.
Oui. Quel es-tu?
Je suis un petit peu. L'homme de l'après-midi.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Dans la moyenne.
Je suis l'homme du matin. C'est pas assez bon.
C'est pas mal. C'est pas mal.
Oui, je suis d'accord. J'aime aussi les flax seeds.
Les flax seeds sont les mauvais.
Dans le pain, ils sont bien. Et aussi, j'aime les seeds de les fleurs du soleil.
For those of you out there who don't speak Western Creole, we're currently talking about flax seeds and men.
It's true.
Yeah, you may.
The two go together, so you could probably intuit.
For those of you out there who are familiar with the band Of Mice and Men, they actually recently renamed themselves Of Acaiberries and Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big trend happening in the crossover between food scientists and musicians. And you'd think there wouldn't be a big crossover there, but I mean, really, the two cultures are almost one in the same, especially on the East Coast.
I mean, they're really just hopping on the organic train.
It's true. Right? Musicians, you know, they need to eat those seeds to maintain energy, and food scientists want to sell seeds to everyone. It's just, you know, it's the symbiotic relationship.
Love that. Well, I love a good symbiosis.
Mm.
It's almost as good as, you know, like whales and barnacles.
Yes, yeah.
You guys know about barnacles?
Oh, I know about barnacles.
You guys know about Barnacle Steve?
No, I don't know Barnacle Steve.
Barnacle Steve actually used to be the WMFO training
Barnacle Steve is calling you, actually.
Oh, we have a guest.
Barnacle Steve, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Miller, you're live on 91.5 FM, WMFO. What do you have to say?
Welcome, Barnacle.
Oh, no. Why can't you decide if I should get the rosemary focaccia, if I should get the normal olive one?
I think that you should probably... I'm sorry, which one's the first one? The rhubarb focaccia?
No. It's rosemary olive oil.
Ooh, you should definitely go rosemary olive oil.
Get the barnacle olive oil.
I'm a big proponent of rosemary olive oil focaccia. Can you also get the...
barnacle whale fat.
Can you also get the 12-month-old Gouda? Smoked Gouda?
Please
the
get some...
The Robusto?
Whale lard.
Yeah, I can do that.
Are you at Whole Foods right now?
No, not Pemberton Farms, actually. I was going to say,
get the Manchego.
Yeah, can you get the Manchego in addition to that?
Yeah, I'll pick up the Manchego right now, okay?
All right, great. I love that about you.
Kisses.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was our lovely, lovely esteemed guest, Miller.
Also known
Daddy
as...
Daddy Schumann.
Daddy.
Also known as Daddy.
Barnacle Steve.
Also known as Barnacle Steve. Yeah, so Barnacle Steve used to be the WMFO training coordinator. He's since retired, and now lives at the bottom of the sea in a pineapple.
That's true.
So there's that. But we've got one more great tune for you guys tonight. Are we thinking Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, or are we thinking Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA?
I was thinking Goo Goo Dolls.
Why don't we hit them with a little Dido, White Flag?
Yes.
All right, kids. Bringing back.
This was one of the first full albums I had on my iPod.
This is one of the first full songs that I had on my iPod.
Congrats.
I used to just have the 30-second samplers from iTunes.
Mm. I tried to burn a CD of those once to see if it would do the whole song.
Yeah, that was me in my early mixtape days. Mm. I was like, maybe if I just... squeeze as many 30-second samples in there as possible, people will think they're listening to a lot of songs.
Yeah.
It didn't work out that way.
No, they just were listening to a lot of samples.
So yeah, so we're going to play this, and that's it for our show today. Big, big thank you to Lee for coming on the show.
Was great.
He departed a little earlier, but he wanted me to tell you guys that if you're ever interested in religious studies or theology, feel free to email him at lee.fox@oxford.edu.
All right.
All righty. Good night. Dido, White Flag.
Turn to where